USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Devin Nunes slammed Democrats' quest for control during the pandemic.
Fast forward to the Obama super spreader birthday party. I just think that no matter what Fauci and all these guys say, we're getting a huge split in this country because it's the old saying of do what I say, not what I do. And I think people have had enough of it.
The California Republican appeared on Fox's Waters World. A Texas border town and the federal government have reached a deal that stops the transfer of illegal immigrants to the border community, according to a report. Laredo Mayor Pete Sines told the Monitor that under the agreement, illegal immigrants transferred to the border town from the Rio Grande Valley will no longer remain in Laredo, but will instead be bused to places like Austin, Dallas, and Houston. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The number of job openings posted on the Indeed hiring platform stipulating COVID-19 vaccines as a condition of employment has risen sharply in recent weeks, popping up in sectors with little interpersonal contact, according to the company's research arm. The share of job postings per million explicitly mentioning COVID-19 vaccine requirements rose 34% in the week ending August 7th compared to the same period the prior month. The Marines have begun arriving in Kabul to help secure the evacuation of embassy staff as the Taliban offensive sweeps through Afghanistan, the Pentagon said Friday. Matt Zeller, a military advisor to the Afghan security forces, says it's a shameful day for our country.
So concerned with the optics of a chaotic evacuation that in choosing to do nothing up until now, they have ensured the very thing that they were most afraid of.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Tennessee Representative Mark Green speaks to the Taliban offensive. Dan Araki has the story.
In his statement, President Biden said it was time for the Afghan security forces to fight back against the Taliban for their nation. But Congressman Mark Green says that the way that U.S. and NATO troops are leaving the country has affected those forces. The Tennessee Republican and Afghanistan veteran tells Fox News that those forces are choosing to walk away from a fight to the death.
You know, we didn't even tell the Afghans we were leaving Bagram Air Force Base. They just walked in and said, oh, wait, the Americans are gone. And that kind of disrespect clearly makes them think, oh, the Americans don't have our back. And when you communicate that to them in this kind of fight with the Taliban surprising us all, which could potentially be an intelligence failure that we need to dig into, their capability to synchronize attacks across the whole country, their choice is lay down arms and blend in, or, you know, fight to the death, and many of these guys, unfortunately, are choosing the former.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The New York Supreme Court on Thursday sided with Project Veritas in a lawsuit against the New York Times. Project Veritas will be permitted to depose the New York Times. A motion for a stay was denied. Project Veritas sued the New York Times for claiming their Minnesota ballot harvesting video was deceptive. The court blasted the Times in an opinion. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.